That was a close call.
Very close. That would have ruined the entire legacy of the show.
I don't know about the legacy, but it would have started the show off in a bad...
They're like, what the hell? After all these years, they're chewing gum on the air.
Ew, this is disgusting. I'm going to start off with something gross. All right, so I'm chewing my knicker right over here. I don't smoke anymore.
Oh, holy smokes. Since when?
Since a long time ago. I just don't smoke.
Wow.
Hey, also Craft Vaporated. This is not an ad, but I know a lot of people out there do the old vaping, and Anderson should still work as a promo code for 20% off if you want to get anything over at Craft Vaporated. I have not seen those guys in a while, but chewing my knicker, I took it out. Why should I even talk about this?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's white gum.
Uh-huh. Now what color is it?
Green. Because I just ate a salad.
Oh.
But it's like really green.
I don't like when you can trace it back.
It looks like pesto.
I like just thinking the chemicals change color when it's working.
I'm very excited about today's episode.
Yeah?
Yeah, I just missed you guys. It feels like it's been a while.
I missed you too. Yeah. Has it been a while?
It feels like it, but I don't know if it... I think it's been one extra day. Mike is wearing full cast now. Full cast. I've already admonished him, and I felt like a parent a little bit. I was actually practicing my parental skills.
Mm-hmm.
Next door, we were getting a sandwich moments ago, and Mike came in at the restaurant. He was showing me his new cast and showing me exactly where he's going to start cutting it off.
Which I am going to probably do.
That angers me. It actually makes me mad. Like a child. Like I would be mad at a child who's doing...
Part.
He's pointing to the part in between his thumb and his fingers.
It's
I'm sure he does.
Fucking crazy.
I'm sure you need that part.
I don't think so. I only need this.
Mike, it's and plus, you know what? How long do people usually have casts on? You always hear 4 to 6 weeks. You got 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Stop being a puss.
Yeah.
I'll
take this baby off in a week.
No, don't.
I tried to wiggle my arm out of it already last night.
I
used a blow dryer on it and got it hot.
Dude, you went to see a surgeon. You should be really lucky that you didn't have to have surgery.
Yeah. Yeah.
You look badass. I wish you got a white cast. It's black. I wish you got a white one so I could have signed it.
I got a silver Sharpie.
Let's start shining it up. Let's start signing it.
I'm just going to go to a body shop and have some guy paint flames on it or something so I can pretend like I'm a rockabilly guy or something. I don't know.
You should have him do the best part right on the part that you want to cut out. So as incentive not to cut it out.
I thought about having
him. Don't cut anything, Michael.
I honestly thought about this. I thought about the guy, like while he's wrapping it up, putting one of my extra GoPro mounts right there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I just thought it'd be funny.
That would actually be kind of cool if it was like deep in there. I bet the doctor wouldn't do that. They don't like shenanigans. Hey, welcome to the After Disaster.
They don't like shenanigans. That's funny you should say that.
Doctors don't have a sense of humor. I mean, Dr. Drew is a prime example, A number one.
Yeah.
They don't understand humor.
They don't want to be questioned.
And they don't want to be questioned. Welcome to the After
Disaster. They don't understand humor. They never took that in medical school. All right, we're going to take 6 months on humor.
They should. When a
patient
bedside
comes
humor.
In and makes jokes at your expense. Hello,
bedside
Tyler.
Humor would be so great.
Can you close that door if you don't mind?
Sure.
Are those new sunglasses?
Has joined the program.
Why did we start?
You went Matt?
Because I got a bail, bro. I sent a text yesterday saying we got to start on time.
You needed to leave your house by 11:40. Your text said nothing about what
no,
you needed
I said
to
I... I had...
Break it up.
No, he didn't
said
say
we're going to... I know, it was
nope.
My text was wrong because I put an extra one in there. I have to be gone today by 1:40 at the latest, all right? And I said, we got to start on time, so I'm going to get there a little bit early.
Mm.
But my stupid text suggested that I was going to be leaving before I got here, which makes no sense.
Mm.
Welcome to the After Disaster.
What
I'm Anderson.
What makes sense in this crazy world?
I'm Anderson. There is Mike Corona to my left. There's Ty Ty to the right.
We're back.
And we're back. I don't know if we...
Does that sound like applause?
Here's a...
Yeah, not too shabby. There you look at that.
Yeah, paycheck for Ty Ty. Explain
and
the
money kept rolling in from everywhere.
What happened to you?
We just spent 20 minutes on this cast.
20 minutes?
At least maybe 30.
2 minutes.
Jesus.
Take the sunglasses off. Did you look like
I like it.
It's bright in here.
I like it.
Stop it. You have a hat on and sunglasses.
Literally brighter in here than it is outside.
You know what's funny about that is I have a baseball hat that I bought on Amazon because I can't stop buying shit, and I was going to come in here with a baseball hat and sunglasses and say this is my new thing.
I would like that to be your new thing. Like you're a celebrity hiding out, but you're not.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder if people do that. I wonder if people do that because they want to be mistaken as a celebrity.
Abso-fucking
why? Why would you do that?
I see those guys in Whole Foods and they're acting all timid. Like,
hat like
maybe
this.
They are.
Yeah, exactly.
Hat like this.
He's tipping his hat down.
Sunglasses.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Does it look like you have a much more famous guest on the podcast?
I totally
today?
Did.
Rapper.
Yes, I'm a little intimidated. A little intimidated, to be honest with you.
There was a dude driving a Bentley with the windows pitch black, and I was staring at it to see who it was. Like, I was parked on the other side of the street from them, like in traffic.
Yeah.
And then the guy kind of rolled his window down, and I saw that it was just a nobody, and the look on my face was such disappointment. Like,
wait, was he black?
No, he was just a dude in a Bentley with pitch black windows, but he was acting like a celebrity, like sitting down low.
I was
going to
suggest
if
he was black, good chance he was famous. Mike just has not heard of him.
It's true.
Why would you say that? I know who Stevie Wonder is.
Do you know who the Future is?
No. No.
Well, then,
but I'll tell
is
you,
it the
I'll
future
you
or just future?
I think it's just future.
I'll tell you, I'll
fuck,
tell you
I
what ki- kids
up.
Of the
I
future
I
aren't going to hear
good.
About. Probably the future.
What's that?
I was going to say that's a
his
name.
Kids aren't going to have
name
a future.
That's not going to work out in the long run.
Because his ex girlfriend just married a football player, evidently, and he's making lots of threatening rhymes now in his raps. About
that seems good. When
and
you
he
actually follow through. That seems like a nice thing to play in court.
Why are you so up to date on Sierra
and future? And he texted little footballs with guns pointing. That's what he tweeted. That's a threat right there.
Wait, why are you so up to date on this?
TMZ is where I get all my news.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, me too. Starting today.
Guys,
let's bring the new meaning to shotgun football.
I might have mentioned this before, but I'm friends with some of those TMZ guys. And
which ones?
Mike, black guy.
Oh, the guy with the dreads?
M-Y-K-E, yeah.
I hate him.
He's a sweetheart. He's one of the sweetest guys.
Yeah.
So he was. I ran into him.
There was a guy that used to be on there that reminded me a lot of you. He had the same kind of sense of humor. He had grayish hair, and then he's just not on the show anymore. He was the funniest guy in the show. Jillian and I would always be like, "Where's that Carano guy? Oh, there's the Carano guy. He was the best."
I wonder what happened. He probably moved on to like a Huffington Post because they seem to be just as shoddy as TMZ.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to Mike on front,
M-Y-K-E,
and the TMZ bus pulls up,
right?
And they're like, Mike, and I waved like an idiot. And then
you
I realized, oh, it's not me they're waving to. It was Mike who's on TMZ.
Has this happened to you before?
Yeah.
I'm rehashing it. It was such a fascinating, riveting story. I thought I'd repeat it.
Shouldn't they call him Meike?
Yeah, I don't like that misspelling. I don't like that.
Maybe
I'm misspelling it. Who knows?
Part of the racist ignorance out of the way. I am making a judgment call, guys. I don't know, you can join me if you like, but I am foregoing African American from this point forward, and I'm going with black. And I'm only going to say black because it makes more sense. Because you know we got the white people and the black people, right?
Yeah.
And here's why. I got a good reason.
What have I walked into?
I got a good reason.
Okay.
We look at the
Thank God
words.
You're following it up with, I got a good reason
Is that
were
our
used.
Fog machine?
No, it's not our fog
why
machine.
Why aren't we turning that on right now? Why aren't we doing the podcast with
you know
fog?
What?
That does
Fogcast.
Not fit what's happening.
Fogcast.
Let's do it.
Daytime podcast.
Is this a video show?
We can make it a video
you
show.
You know what? I'll tell you one thing it'll do is it'll probably...
The machine's not even in there. There's just the fog
juice. Just the fog
shit. Fucking tease.
God damn it.
Glad you interrupted my racial rant with
that. Yeah, go ahead. You're gonna say black.
But how much cooler would your racial rant have been if we were in about 4 feet of fog in here?
I could hide it in if I felt shame.
Yeah,
I would just go down to the ground. you look back at the olden times where like Walter Cronkite is like talking about civil unrest, and when they use the word Negro, it's just like,
but you know what?
I am predicting that African American is going to be the future Negro. Like that's going to be the word that you look back on.
It's
like
just,
ooh,
it's just
kind of a
stretch. It's not future pretty... Negro. It's just future.
Are you talking about Future the rapper now?
Here's the thing. Here's what
Tyler.
This came up on the Blacker disaster, because I said which one is
right,
offensive,
they,
and they all said
they
black
all said
is
black,
fine.
Yeah.
Now I think black. No, from my whitey opinion, black is fine. But the one I don't like is when people say the blacks.
Oh no, of course not.
You can't say that.
You can't say the gays. You shouldn't say that. You shouldn't say the anything, because then you're just generalizing
the future,
that entire
the
population.
Future.
But that's a single human being.
He's not the future. He's just future.
But he's just future.
He's just right now.
So you guys can hop on board. It's a risk. It's a gamble, but it's a gamble I'm willing to take.
Who wants on board the black train?
Let's just forego African Americans and hope that I'm right here.
Give me those headphones.
Oh, you don't have any headphones.
Give me those black headphones.
I think you're right.
The black ones?
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like it's so politically correct, and I think that the language is always changing politically correct. Black's been here for a long time.
The one
that's going to change is African American. That's going to get dated.
The one I want to bring back is retard. Any chance of that?
No.
So that
can that get in the caboose of the train?
But mentally delayed, or whatever we're calling it today, mentally challenged is probably going to be the future retard.
It's not. It's not mentally delayed
because
there is no
retard.
Delay. It's not coming later.
No, that's the same word as retard. It's
explain the solar system to me, Corky, and like 20 minutes later. Okay.
Well, retard and delayed, they're synonyms. They just change it up a little bit.
Cinnamon.
So the kids
right
on the
now.
Playground.
Cinnamon toast.
What happens once the kids on the playground, once like kids in school start using it as slang or like it shows up on South Park, they got to change the name.
Yeah.
You know? That's why Asperger's.
South Park, changing
Speaking
American's
of changing names,
lexicon.
Yeah.
I got some news for you.
You changed that?
Tweeted us late last night. No. In 2016 so far, the number three boy's name Atticus.
No,
can't be true.
Listen, I got this. My mom sent me the exact same thing the day that we told her what the name was going to be. Mm. She found some shitty article somewhere where they just rank their favorite names. It's not most used.
I don't know. That's what this article was.
No. What was it? Variety or some shit?
No.
I got it from a few months ago, and they said that, oh, but it took a bit of a hit when the book came out, the first draft came out of To Kill a Mockingbird, and it turns out that Atticus was a racist in the first...
it took a little bit of a hit.
He said black.
No, he didn't. He said Negro.
Oh, okay.
Is Cersei rising in the ranks? Because I like that name now.
Cersei?
Yeah.
Oh, because of Gott?
No, because I just like that name.
Mm-hmm.
What are the chances?
I thought of it, and I like it.
Guys, I have gifts for... I want to keep them, but they're going to be your gifts for the show, during the show.
Oh. You can just, that's kind of a weird...
Grab in.
It's
grab
like, here's a present you can use for the next hour.
I want to keep
it. But it's going to use. All right, you can grab one here.
Okay.
What the hell is this? This feels racist.
Yeah, it is, I think. All right.
Oh, yeah, this is definitely racist.
I got the least offensive one.
Why?
So my mom is moving out of the house where her and my dad and... lived and raised the family, right? And she's finding all these random things. And one of the things that she found, and she put it aside for this show. You got to love my mom for that.
Does she listen?
No, but she knows.
She should.
She knows you guys. And they're...
Oh, yeah. My guy doesn't work.
They're racist.
Yeah, your guy works. And they're little dolls. And Tyler, as you might have guessed... Tyler got an Asian. Michael got the Indian, which is also technically Asian, I guess. And I got the whore. Oh, he's broken. The Indian.
No, that's. I think that's just Arabic.
Oh, no. Did I break him? I'm sorry.
He's broken. That's really upsetting. These have been sitting around for a long time, probably years. My mom found them.
Mine looks like a small Bruce Lee.
And
wearing the Enter the Dragon jacket.
They're called Trash Talkers. And I got Princess Babs. What's the name of yours?
I just looked up your Trash Talker skirt. How weird is that? My manliness just kicked in.
Your name is Mr. Patel.
My male hormone. I just looked up her skirt and checked out her little furry ass.
Mm-hmm. Lee.
Yours has nice breasts.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Look at her. Look at that doll. That doll's a slut.
Is the name.
This is the second edition, too.
I'm upset with the back where the barcode is. It says, this product suitable for children, ..
Not. Okay, that's stupid. That's stupid. All right, you just ruined it.
Hey, let's take a wild guess on what the first edition was.
Mine doesn't work either. It's been sitting in my car.
Is mine the only one that works?
Damn it!
Let's see what else he says.
Oh, you bang my head? I bang your wife!
All right, here's the real question. Did they get an actual Asian guy to do the voice?
Probably
or is
not.
It like
yeah, that's what would make it really
a white guy doing an Asian voice?
Of course it's a white guy doing
it. It's Andy Rooney. I mean, what's his name? Andy Rooney? Is it Andy Rooney? No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What's the
Mickey,
name?
Mickey Rooney.
Mickey Rooney.
It's Mickey Rooney.
Oh, don't worry. Peanut oil let me slide in very easy.
So my mom was a registered nurse, and she worked the night shift, and she would sit around with her friends, and they would have lots of fun with... toys such as this.
All right. Sorry. I'm sorry I broke it.
Well, mine doesn't work at all either.
Time for you to bend over.
Is it racist to say that it doesn't surprise me?
Her really likes to fuck.
That the Asian one is the only one that works.
What is yours? What is the whore? What does the whorey chick say?
Nothing, because she's broken too.
Want to pet my panda Ling Ling? Who live in my pants?
It's not even clever.
That guy's just horny. Okay, so
you want to pet my panda Ling Ling that lives in my pants?
Yeah.
My mom and her friends were so into this, they actually printed out the information on how to change the batteries.
So you're telling me I don't get to keep this?
You know what? You know what? I think it'll be a
and
great...
And they bought backup batteries. Everything he says is sexual. Every single thing.
You know what I think would be great is if we take this in to get it repaired.
So let me imagine this would be your mom and her friends. So it's probably... like this group, three Caucasian people sitting around.
No. They're mostly Filipino and black. My mom was actually the minority at her job.
Oh.
And there were a few white people, but she always hated the white people.
That's a good-looking salad there, Mike.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
What if you hear screaming when you put the microphone up to it?
I would love to punch Tyler. I mean, do you ever get that? Have you ever had that with Tyler?
I'm not
like
a violent,
you just want to punch him right
person.
In the face?
He wouldn't want to punch me with his broken arm that I still don't understand why it's broken.
He tripped.
Fisting again? Tripped on what?
You didn't hear?
Oh, I saw your tweet. didn't
know. Actually, we haven't talked about it on the show yet. Why don't you explain how you broke your hand? Jeez, we just talk about how you broke your hand and then we move on?
It was midnight.
Now the fog would be great.
The moon was up. I was lying in bed and I thought I should go say goodnight to Tara's cat because she's out of town and I'm taking care of it. Look at that.
What?
It's like an anal plug.
No one could see it.
Oh, wait, what?
I'm trying to fix
my... The batteries are literally in the ass?
No, it's in the back. I'm trying to fix my little doll, and the battery pack is coming out of her. And yeah, it looks a little inappropriate.
I was going, first glance. I felt bad because Tara's cat was alone, and the last time I said goodnight to it was 2 hours earlier at 10 p.m.
Where is Tara? Did she move out of the country?
No, she was in Orange County doing something.
Wait, you have to say goodnight to the cat twice?
Six times. Not kidding. I saw the cat six times that day. I go over, I talk to it, I play with it.
You realize it would be a lot less work if you just got a cat.
Also, you know, cats can just be alone for like days, right?
Louie loves it when I come over. So I got out of my car. I walk around. My foot caught on the curb. I hit my knee. It immediately swelled up to the point where it's gone down. There's still an open wound on it. But I hit my hands and my face, and blood just starts pouring out of my nose. And this hand was swollen. It's gone down. And I broke fingers, like two breaks right there.
On the street. Did anyone see?
No.
How long did you wait before you went and sought medical attention?
12 hours.
But then he didn't have a cast when I saw him Saturday night. Yeah. So it was a few days before he actually went and saw appropriate medical.
You just went to the shaman down the street?
No, I went to urgent care and...
they were like, you're fine?
They said you need to go to the surgeon because you might need some screws. And I was like, I can just go to Home Depot for that. The guy was stared at me blankly.
That's why we were talking about doctors not having a sense of humor before you walked in. Yeah. Oh my God, you guys.
What?
I was on Drew's show, but I was on his wife's show.
Yeah.
Which is Calling Out, which is all about ghosts and whatnot.
Yeah,
so it was
It was about exposing people who are in the program.
No, Calling Out would
calling them
be a good name for it. It's actually exposing gay guys in the closet.
Yeah.
That's what it is. No.
You just sit there and go, Tom Cruise!
It was one of the most awkward, weird situations because like I was kind of... They don't really do the setup. They don't explain what the show is. And here's the show. And I actually dubbed it Spiritual Charades or Spirit Charades because that's what it is.
Yeah.
They'll have three psychics, one of which is on Skype. So there's two in the room.
She's a mediums.
Mediums. And then we got the Skypic, right?
Which psychics did you have?
Colby and Jen, who they're very lovely.
Jen,
I like them very much.
Jen?
Blonde. She looks a little bit like Cameron Diaz. They're both sweethearts. What? You can't whisper off mic with your mouth full?
I have a story about her.
Great. So they're in the room with me, and then we have a guest, and then there's Susan Pinsky, Drew's wife, and then
I was
the co-host, which was very odd because I don't know anything about the show. And they don't do the setup. They don't say, okay, we have three psychics, two co-hosts, and a mystery guest. All we're going to say is her first name, which is Deborah. Now let the psychics try and figure stuff out about her.
They just assume everyone knows what's going on.
But I've listened to a few episodes on iTunes just to make sure that I knew what I was getting myself into, and I was very concerned, and then I was just thrown into the fire. And then she's like, you're bringing this one back. We're coming back from break now. You take it away. I'm like, I don't even remember the name of the show. So I'm like, Anderson
Welcome
Cowan.
Welcome to the after disaster.
Call it out. Take it away, psychics. And one of them nailed it. It was terrible. So it was – what transpired, though, was fucking phenomenal, and Jillian, the skeptic that she is, Jillian's – My wife is saying, oh, well, they for sure just had a little powwow before the show, and everyone explained who the mystery guest was. But the mystery guest, they just immediately, all three of them started saying, there's something about your sister. You have a couple sisters. One of them was very sick. 60s, getting big 60s, 1960s, late 60s. The name Charlie is coming to me. Charlie! And this transpired over about 20 minutes, but it was Sharon Tate's fucking sister sitting next to me.
Oh, Sharon Tate's
sister starts crying. She's like crying, not hysterically, but like enough that I had to like put my hand on this woman's back and I'm like rubbing her back in the middle of the program trying to like console her.
Erotic.
It was very odd.
Who brought Sharon Tate's sister?
Susan booked her somehow. So Sharon Tate's sister, Deborah Tate, was
But you
there.
Don't find this suspicious that Susan doesn't fill them in on who this person is fact that she might be
That'd be
all
the
over
dumbest
the
show ever, though. That'd be like, all right, we're going to do crazy math skills, and we just come up with like a formula, but you have like
Have
the
you
answers.
Ever watched them perform? And I like Colby. I went and watched one of Susan's people perform at the Improv, and it was exactly what you'd think. I'm getting Jeremiah. Any Jeremiah's here? Nothing. Jeremiah, this went on for minutes. Jeremiah, sir, do you know Jeremiah? No. Jeremiah, I'm just getting Jeremiah.
Does anyone
Jeremiah.
Here know someone that used to be a bullfrog?
And then some woman sheepishly raises her hand and goes, my dad sang Jeremiah was a bullfrog to me when I was a kid. That's it. And I was like, no,
that's
no,
bad. That's
no.
Bad.
Yeah.
Was Jeremiah Weed the booze on special?
God, do you remember that stuff? Yeah. I loved it. Oh, that cherry whiskey. Oh, God damn, I'm craving that shit right now. I love it. I could guzzle a bottle right now.
Oh, right.
Way to go, Anderson. Jesus.
Sorry to trigger.
But, okay.
It wasn't me. It was
Colby. If you're Sharon Tate's sister, do you agree to go on a show with psychics when clearly they're going to get, like, to your past? And it's either they don't get it, and they're going to be like, oh, but who are you? And you're like, oh, my sister was famously murdered. Or they're gonna hit on the fact that your sister was famously murdered. Like you're setting yourself up for a bad day.
What was interesting is they actually hit more on her younger sister. It wasn't Sharon. That also was
they're hitting on her.
They nailed stuff about
lesbian
her.
Lesbian psychics.
Stop it. Just a little respect for the Tate family, please.
Bi psychics.
That's the only thing we show respect for is the Tate family. The after disaster showing respect.
Well, there are fine.
There's
Tate
one
family.
Thing that's off limits.
There are fine European American family, and I think
okay,
we should respect.
Here's a question we gotta ask that you know is coming.
Huh.
Even though she's an older woman, is she hot?
Yeah, she's an attractive lady. Oh, and then
but Sharon Tate because Sharon Tate was. Extremely
beautiful, yeah.
Stunningly beautiful.
She had a lot
sexy,
of
sexy, soft, probably smelled good.
I was really awkward because I was very drawn to the Charlie Manson whole shtick when I was growing up, when I was a kid, and I read all
it
about
wasn't
it.
Wasn't really a shtick.
Not a shtick, but I was well, that his.
It's a bit.
I'm really into that whole 9/11 shtick.
All right, well, that's a little different.
You know that concentration camp shtick?
The idea of the cult and the 60s and the free love and the drugs. I mean, I read a book called Charlie Manson in His Own Words, which he wrote from prison. I know too much about it.
Hey,
I was
man,
too drawn
book,
to it.
Man.
And I felt guilty for having any kind of opinion about it at all when one of the victims was sitting right next to me. But where was I going? I don't know. It was very interesting. I'm very glad that it was Sharon Tate's sister and not somebody else.
Who else could it have been?
I could name it, and I wouldn't have cared. You know what I mean? That's one of the few guests that actually was kind of compelling for me. About feet kept coming up. Her mom was asking if her
foot
feet
fetish.
Were okay. And then they kind of glossed over that towards the end of the episode.
Foot fetish.
I'm like, let's go back to the feet real quick. What were you talking? I barely spoke on this thing. I just kind of sat there watching everything, trying not to look like an asshole, too. And every skeptical thought that I had, I just shoved it back down. Because who am I? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Totally out of my element. So, I get right back to the feet. I'm like, what was your mom talking about your feet? And she goes, I'll tell you. She came in with a cane. And she goes, I have very bad feet. My feet hurt a lot. My legs hurt. It's from a mail bomb that I opened, and it blew me out my front door and across the street. I think that was how she described it.
What?
And I'm like, well, did they ever catch the guy who sent the mail bomb? And she said, no. Here's where it gets fun. She goes,
C. Manson.
The federal government.
Never caught him.
Doesn't let you... know like how that goes because they're very hush hush about that because they don't want anyone to know that they actually use the bellies of passenger planes to transport their mail because then there would be no more post office because people would be outraged at the idea of mail bombs being in commercial airlines.
The after disaster exposing the truth.
Well, I'm just saying it was kind of
we take care of the Tates and we
expose the USPS. They're just loading mail bombs.
Is
on
that
plane.
True? Though? Do they?
Not I don't
mail
know.
Bombs, but do
I
they
don't
use?
Know.
Like when you think,
I
like,
always notice every
you
time
ever seen
when
a UPS
when I see
plane?
Them, when I see them loading the no, there's no
I
USPS
those,
planes.
Why not? They got UPS planes and FedEx planes.
Yeah, but they make money.
So they,
yeah. That's true.
I always notice when I'm watching them load the planes that I'm on. They're always loading live Maine lobsters. I swear to God, every plane I've ever been on, they're loading lobsters.
It's crazy, right?
Unloading lobsters.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, we bought some like when I was in high school. My dad bought a cooler of Maine lobster.
Like they're huge boxes.
And they came from Maine. And when you opened it, they were just like they're all like
I'm jet lagged.
They talk.
Yes, that's the
they talk
dirty
and,
little
and,
secret.
And they're jet lagged.
Have you ever had a lobster prepared in a way that they just pull all the meat out of it and then put it back on the plate
yes.
so that it's the same
shape?
Have you ever had it that way? Where do you get
yeah.
that?
Wait, what?
I don't know,
this,
but
the crust is the crust.
They take the tail out and they lay it down on the plate, and then they take the claws out perfectly. They lay them out on a plate. They poach it for 2 minutes, right? And then they take the little legs and they roll them out.
It's so like they unzipped his onesie.
Yeah, and pull them out, and then they even put his like crusted head on the plate just to fill out the body, fill out the whole form. But that looks really appetizing, and I said it was one of the challenges on MasterChef that I watched just last night, and I'm like, why have I never had that?
It sounds expensive.
It does, but you know, special occasion. Once a year, I would like to have that. I've never seen that offered.
I love that someone was like, this lobster is good. You know, it'd be better. Bring me it perfectly, everything taken off. I want it to look like,
it's like
his shirt is off.
Some high-end hot dog places give you the hot dog without the skin.
I don't know what to do with that.
It's like boneless chicken wings for
high-end hot dog places.
Is that real? I can see that being a thing. I can see that being
gross
a thing.
Gross white piece
especially
of meat.
In Beverly Hills.
If anyone would know about a high-end hot dog place, it would be Mike, and he'd be like, you've got to try their $38 hot dog. Yeah, it's so good.
This is the best. These buns come here from Paris. They've ridden in the back of a bicycle down the Parisian streets.
They were put on the same plane as the lobsters.
That would be funny. You know how like your imagination of someone walking down the street with like in France with their bag of groceries always has a giant baguette? It's just a giant hot dog bun.
Oh, God.
I would like to thank listener Andrew Shepard. Andrew Shepard, who sent
for
me
keeping
through the baby,
Tate legacy alive.
Through the baby registry, sent me the sweet, the drying rack. Long drying rack.
You guys, Anderson's been lusting over my bottle.
It's going to be the best part of having a kid.
Satisfying. Do you have the little tree? You got to get the little tree extension.
I don't know. It's the bigger one, which is going to take up a lot of kitchen space, a lot of counter space. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to make my blue apron anymore. But it's beautiful. Thank you very much, Andrew. Your message got cut off from Babies R Us, but it says, he wrote, hope it doesn't come across as too creepy that an internet stranger tracked down this list just though. And that's all. And then it gets cut off. But no,
probably,
not creepy.
So probably just said just thought.
Just thought. Jillian said not creepy at all.
Just thought
we love
you could suck my dick in exchange.
So what is this thing? You put the bottles on there?
Yeah, and they dry.
Okay. Peanut oil, let me I fuck your baby.
No.
Yeah, it's like little like a plastic grass.
Got
basically.
It. What's the old way of doing it?
No, I don't know. You like put them out on a clothespin out in the backyard.
Why are you drying them if they're going to get wet again?
Why do you dry your plates at house? You probably have paper plates at your house. But like if you had glasses.
I don't need it. What do they have
at that fancy hot dog place?
Tyler.
Well.
That's not a joke that's going to continue.
First thing, jacket and tie required. hot dogs.
How weird are those places that like have coats and ties
How gross is that?
That's very 70s, right?
It's so weird. I would like to open a restaurant that... I mean, it would go out of business if I opened a restaurant, but I would like to open one that did all those like old restaurant tropes, but like on purpose. And everyone that came in, you gave them an ill-fitting jacket and a stupid tie. Everything was like
so far. I love it.
That flambé steak, like served at the table.
What's the famous restaurant down the street here that where all the Oscar parties were held up until the 90s? Starts
Palm
C. The most famous restaurant in L.A.
Born and raised in LA, I have no fucking clue. Mousson Frank's.
It's now a Bristol Farms. It's on Beverly and maybe Doheny or something like that.
Not
Ciro's. That was the Comedy Store. It's God fucking damn
Crips.
Okay, they were known for their chili, but it was still a fancy schmancy restaurant. But they had the dude that wheeled the cart around to your table with the open flame and cooked the steaks in the pan that looked filthy, but it was really just seasoned.
Lowry's.
Carmine's. Carlisle's.
Very
Roose
famous
Chris.
Place.
Could it start with a K? Like maybe you're thinking.
No, it started with a C.
Roose Chris. Crustacean.
Nah.
Think people are playing along with this game right now?
I think it's a horrible game. I would like to read an obituary.
All right.
Jesus.
Obituary.
The after disaster.
Steve Jacobs, the man, our obituary writer for 26 years, passed away peacefully in his sleep.
Who did? Who? What? I missed that. I was reading. What? What happened? What'd he say?
The guy who writes the obituary.
See the meta.
Do you think he has his obituary on file?
On December 16th, and I'm not making light of this. This will be interesting to those of you who have been listening to the show for a while, and to you two Pabs sitting next to me, across from me. On December 16th, 2015, Mrs. Letty Pearl Watts of Albuquerque departed this earthly life for eternity. Mrs. Watts was born on October 23rd, 1936 in Weargate, Texas, to George W. Odoms and Lizzie Chris Odoms. She was one of 13 siblings.
Jesus Christ.
Including Charlie, Lizzie. I'm not going to call all the names. Do we know who this is?
Yes.
I don't.
You offended her, and I think you upset her.
Oh.
Reggie Watts' mother.
You killed her.
Reggie's mom passed away in December. She's
her
the one.
Her biggest regret was she never got her giant Moses.
Who really wanted Mike.
Oh, my God.
So let me catch anyone up who might not be aware of what
Should
this
I send
is.
It to him now?
Yeah. Say, that here's for your mom. Put it on her grave.
How'd you find that?
Listen, I guess I got info. I got intel. I got intel.
We should have called him.
Reggie Watts, character, part of the program back in the day. He was our security guard at the Loveline Studios, Westwood One Studios, for years. We had him on the show a number of times. He used to come on and rap. We had him on Loveline a bunch of times. And I enjoyed showing the man penises on the internet. I thought that was funny.
Not gay at all.
He didn't enjoy it. That's for sure.
No, he got very uncomfortable. I found that highly amusing. But part of me wanted to like Reggie a lot, and part of me really was upset with Reggie because he was kind of a dick a lot of the time.
Yes.
In his own special way, he really was.
And he would attack Mike in the parking lot many a nights and demand that Mike do things for him. Just like out of the, like a girlfriend
yes,
might.
Correct.
Like a girlfriend might, right? And he would try and sell things to... I'm not trying to badmouth Reggie here. Reggie had a tough bout.
Yeah.
Keep talking about
the
him.
The hand he was dealt in life wasn't...
Wasn't the best. But, you know, no. You see pictures of him. Somebody has a Twitter account that they made for him. We had dinner with a listener who keeps on giving, Sergeant McAllister.
Mm-hmm.
Did you thank Mr. McAllister for Sergeant McAllister for your winnings there, Ty?
I believe I've expressed gratitude towards Mr. McAllister.
Okay. Well, when we were having dinner,
I'm afraid to reach out. I don't want to scare him.
Collecting our winnings, which you know what's occurred to me, Mike. You were trying to give him back some of the money. What we should have done is given him back less the money that he has lost on the show so far, which is probably like $400. We should have done that.
We
should have replenished.
We absolutely.
Why would
should
we
have
do
done that?
Ah, McAllister.
He knew what he was getting himself into.
So he brought up Reggie. He and his buddy Josh, they were asking about Reggie, and I decided to text Reggie because I have his phone number. And I text him in real time sitting there at dinner.
Wow.
And I was worried that he might no longer be with us.
Oh.
And I got a text back right away.
I'm in heaven.
Saying, this is not Reggie. And I wrote, shit, I'm sorry.
My phone's about to die.
And then he wrote, haha, this is not Reggie. So McAllister decided to continue to look. And I guess that... His part of his training in the Marines was to do intel and to dig up people's pasts.
Oh, I think maybe he just knows how to use Google better.
Oh, shit. Does he know stuff about me?
So here's McAllister's
about on the show.
Email that I got right after last week's show. Reggie is very much alive, living out his dreams in Albuquerque. His mother, however, passed away this past December. She lived in Albuquerque as well. I seem to remember you and or Mike talking to his mother about printing some picture of Moses. Dead on. I'm sorry if you were fond of Reggie's mother and this news is unpleasant for you. Anytime anyone passes, it's not like a mass killing dictator. It's kind of unpleasant, right? Reggie's mom's obituary. I also found out Reggie is pursuing a career of acting in New Mexico.
Oh.
Better call Saul, Reggie. Get on that shit. Reggie's acting resume. I have not clicked on this yet.
Oh.
We'll get back.
Oh.
Also of note. Reggie, a proud American, was literally born on the 4th of July. Happy birthday, Reggie!
Oh, man.
How do we not know
Happy
that?
Birthday!
Why did he not tell us that? It seems like the kind of thing he would have mentioned.
Absolutely.
Over and over and over and over
Could
again.
Could you print a picture of my face over
you
the American
know,
flag?
You know
Could you help
song,
me with a bald eagle?
Born on the 4th
of July. I just bought
a
bald eagle with this illegal pet store.
I watched Resurrect Dead last week, and that kind of got me into the mood to do a quick search for Reggie. That makes sense. Finding people was one of the skills I picked up working in intel in the Marines. I have a bunch of his past addresses and phone numbers, but nothing current. Sorry I didn't send this sooner. I was out of town taking care of some business.
It sounds like he... What if he's active?
ICP.
Military.
ICP disaster.
This is all deep cover.
Attached.
I need you to infiltrate the after disaster. You're going to earn their trust by winning extravagant bets.
One of them is calling the African Americans blacks now. This is not part of the grand plan.
The All grand right. plan.
What if we're being investigated as like a white power group?
No.
What?
Reggie's acting modeling profile.
Oh.
Oh no, Reggie. He's trying to look very serious. All right, short resume.
Is he using Mike's photo?
No. He should.
Yeah, he should.
It's way better than the photo that he's using. Look at the photos he's using.
Oh.
Oh, my God. What's he doing?
Reginald Watts, acting modeling profile. Age 58, gender male, city Albuquerque, height 5'2". He gave himself a couple inches there. Weight 160. Body type medium. What does that mean? Ethnicity, I'm just going to say black. It says African American, but I'm going to go black. Hair color brown. Eye color brown. Profiles, acting, modeling. All right. My name is Reginald Watts. I have performed on Showtime at the Apollo.
What?
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 Do you think that like maybe he was working security and he had to walk across the stage at one time and he could count set?
And then the guy with the hook came out. I don't.
But he missed it because he was so short.
How do I find that? I need to see a Showtime. Oh, McAllister.
Yeah.
If you can track that down.
We'll give you all the money back if you need funds to research this.
And tell it like it is.
Can you also find that chick in the sixth grade, Lisa Waddle, that made me feel like my penis was small?
Christ.
Even though I hadn't seen another one?
You know how she made him feel like his penis was small? I heard Italians have big dicks.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel like you have... And he's Italian. How would that make you feel
like... Because I've never seen another penis.
But she said that you're an Italian, and she said she heard that you have a big dick. Yeah. That makes you feel like you have a small one.
He's an Italian-American.
Because at the time, when I was in the fifth grade, I looked at it, and I was like, it doesn't seem very big, and I'm the one guy that got a small one. That's what I thought.
It does kind of suck as a man growing up, and like the only dick you see is your dad's and then yours, and you're like, ah, fuck. Your dad's a lot bigger.
And then as an adult, man, you're having sex, and some girl's telling you it hurts, and you're like, no, it doesn't. It's tiny.
What? What's that?
I don't know about that. Don't enjoy that at all.
I don't know what I didn't know what I just said.
Hey, you like expensive hot dogs? Based on a true
story.
You know what makes this thing, this little doll that you're borrowing for this show here, Tyler? This what? Asian racist doll?
Yeah.
So offensive also is, for those of you who are big in Major League Baseball, what's going on with the Pittsburgh Pirates?
Jung Ho?
Yeah.
I know, I got him on my fantasy
sexual
team.
Abuse.
Wait, allegedly abused.
Allegedly,
somebody?
Yeah. Right now, it's he's still playing right now, and there's an investigation going on. But someone claims that, I guess they did hook up through in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Someone's saying that Jung Ho was a little gung ho with his wang.
And he, Bill Cosby, her. She was like in and out of consciousness, and she woke up in various states of actions. All right, back to Reggie. Sorry, back to Reggie.
Can he just play dumb and act like he doesn't speak the language?
He doesn't. He has an interpreter who I hope wasn't there at the time.
Oh.
Yes, Jung Ho says, take this now.
The interpreter.
Jung Ho.
She say harder.
Hey. No.
What if that guy was lying to Jung Ho? Oh, what if the interpreter was like, she wants it.
She say,
it.
Give more pills.
Maybe it was
and he's like, yeah, okay, yeah. Great.
She act like she pass out and you.
You don't have to do the accent.
You can just say it like your voice. You can just use your voice.
I like the interpreter has to prelude everything with she say.
The interpreter goes, at least last season goes, because I didn't really start watching baseball until the hockey season ended, so I'm a little bit behind. Yeah. But he used to go everywhere Jung Ho went. Like, he would go to the plate with him. He would just be standing behind him at the plate when he took swings.
Not sure that's true.
That's not true, yeah.
That would be weird.
Steve Reich.
Oh. What did we just say? So, Reggie. Back to Reggie. This is his resume. Short resume. He was also on...
easy.
That's what it says. He was also on Tell It Like It Is with Deion Sanders, a show I've never heard of.
But I need to track that. Being in the audience counts as being on the show, Reggie.
He might have only been in the audience. What would Reggie have to add to a Deion Sanders show?
I don't know.
He puts those on there, but he doesn't put he was a frequent guest on Loveline.
Yeah. Well, let's see. I don't think he does. Fucking Reggie. I have worked background for the television shows Walker, Texas Ranger, Sidekicks, and City of Angels.
I have worked background
for movies, Simone, must now watch Simone, Any Given Sunday. I remember a scene. It was with the giant dick in the locker room.
He's in that scene?
Well, they put him next to it to make it look even bigger.
do you find out odd that Reggie, at least not to me, never once in all the years we knew him, never once mentioned he has any kind of aspirations to be an actor?
We should look at the other Reginald Watts, like the guy that makes the noises and
the one
remixes.
Who works on my show, my coworker.
Yeah, ask him if he was in these things, because maybe this is like his
all
deep resume.
Make noises.
Maybe this was his deep, this is Reggie Watts' deep breath. Any Given Sunday, Al, what was, oh, AI. Oh, fuck, AI, you were in AI, Reggie? And What Women Want. All terrible movies. I performed in several plays, including Circus Hacks. Leave that one alone. Big Bag of Toys. Up and Gone Again, and Robert Johnson's Trick the Devil. I am very charismatic, charming, and highly intelligent. This is why you got to write it in third person, Reg, because it sounds like you're a braggart. With a college degree in communications from the University of Texas at Arlington and Arlington. Texas, and I have a
University of Texas and Arlington and Arlington.
In Arlington, Texas. And I have a degree in photography from the Fashion Institute of Technology in New York City. I am very professional on the set. I listen attentively, and I know the importance of taking direction and criticism well. I am very...
Not the Reggie we know.
Stop it. This is an anti-ad for Reggie. I don't want it to be that.
What if he loses work over this podcast?
I am very...
We were going to hire that guy, but... Listen to the after disaster.
I am very enthusiastic and energetic. I work well with others. This is almost like a true or false.
Those last two things are kind of, I know exactly.
Oh, no.
Also, I will never ask you to print out giant Moses pictures.
All right, here's another picture of Reg from the site.
Let me see it.
They have him standing next to like a bar stool that looks like it's a regular size stool, so it makes him look even smaller.
It looks like one of those like 1904 pictures where they find like the world's smallest man.
Yeah, Reg. That's not a good picture.
Fuck. I wrote, I tapped videos and there's nothing there for videos. I tapped music, nothing there for music. He needs to upload his stuff.
Did you just write that?
No, I found that on the ground.
Oh, I thought you were passing us a message and I was like, is that even relevant?
There's an envelope I just found under the table in this room that says Russian hackers accessed every single MySpace account. So the more you know.
That's kind of the way you just, the way you presented that was like the room's being bugged and I have some news to tell you guys.
It totally was.
That was
McAllister is listening.
That was pretty well done. McAllister's part.
Holy smokes, man.
So,
Reggie, what the hell?
So he left Los Angeles to pursue his dreams.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
In Albuquerque.
No, I decided I want to be an actor. I'm off to Tucson. Wish me luck.
He went to take care of his ailing mother who eventually...
Alien.
She's an alien.
Alien.
Greetings, Reggie.
Dying mother.
Nebular says hello.
He was an AI.
And then he ended up staying there, and he realized the best way to work half-assedly is to put your name up on a list, hoping that you get a phone call every now and again.
Should we catfish him? I'm kidding.
That might be the meanest thing ever.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
Hey, I hate that you even said that. I hate the idea of a listener doing
that. Yeah, please don't do that.
Please don't do
that. He doesn't deserve it.
Reggie, if he had a more fair shake in this world, I'd like to think that he'd be a better person.
Yeah.
Sport.
Yeah.
He was okay. I mean, he wasn't terrible. I hated how he fired all the good guards.
Yeah. Should we make Albuquerque a destination disaster and just show up at his house with sleeping bags?
I feel like he could totally show up on Better Call Saul. Like he could do something.
Of course he could.
Yeah.
I could see like a shot of Bob Odenkirk just kind of watching him walk across the street.
Yeah. Yeah. Or what if he gets hired to play a security guard?
That wouldn't be believable.
It would be so foreign. It would be so odd.
That's the sad and ironic part of this whole thing is like if he got cast as a security guard in a movie, it would be unrealistic. Yeah, even though
unless David Lynch cast him as a security guard, and he gets just rave reviews for being the most bizarre, weird, unlikely security guard. In the back of his head, he knows he really did it.
What do you mean?
Like people are going,
yeah,
this is an amazing performance.
Stunt casting.
Yeah, you did an amazing job portraying this weirdo. With no ability to secure anything, security guard, and he's just in the back of his head. He's kind of like, thanks.
Remember original Boots on the Ground?
Yes.
Brian Cohan?
Yeah.
He's the one who sent the records, so thank you very much.
Oh, man.
Brian, next time we do a show at the old Tai Tai homestead there, we'll listen to some of those records.
Yeah, I don't know. My record player's been weird since you left.
So really?
You broke
it?
I'm
not sure what happened, but yeah.
I didn't really do anything.
I don't know.
All right, you broke it.
What? It's not playing?
Last thing you said was this arm thing is doing weird stuff. So.
Remember, and you came over and you picked it up.
Yeah,
and you're
I know.
Like, it just goes
I know.
Over here.
I know. I don't know what's happening.
What?
It doesn't work.
That's why I don't like
the
to
record
touch.
Player doesn't work anymore.
Mm.
Back to the shop.
It just goes.
Take the money out of the After Disaster account.
What? What? That's what it sounds
that's
like.
That's the noise it makes.
Oh, you think it's just the needle?
I don't know.
Could be.
So, I had to take Stan to the vet a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Really, not much of a story here.
Right.
Because everything turned
good
out
thing
good.
You started it.
Everything turned out good. Everyone, like four or five different people who hadn't seen him in a while, they're like, Stan, your dog, he looks thin. What's going on?
That's what I said.
Yeah.
I said he's lost a ton of weight.
So I'm like, I'm going to take him to the vet to make
dog
sure that everything's
AIDS.
Cool. And it turns out that he's actually gained a half a pound since last year. So
everyone's dumb.
Everyone's dumb.
Well, he sure looks skinny to me.
But while he was in there, my vet, Dr. Schwartz, who I very much like, he puts him up on the table and he's inspecting him. And trimming his nails, and then they got to do this thing with small dogs sometimes.
Where I know the thing you don't bring. That's gross.
Express the anal glands.
Different than they.
No, they got groomed recently. Express. I wonder if they did that.
I didn't even ask him to do it. He just starts doing it.
Right? I tried to do that to a woman once,
Mike.
In a bar, in public,
on a stool.
Yeah, it's gross. It's gross.
That's what it is. Like, I've been in the bar. I've gone straight to the ass.
I was just talking.
I'm just making stuff. Anyways, poor Dr. Schwartz.
On a stool.
Schwartz, who's probably done this hundreds, if not thousands of times. He's doing it. He's got his face away from the anal gland area.
Yeah.
Smack right in the face.
Oh!
Stanley's anal gland was expressed right into my vet's face.
And
I thought I thought everyone loved him. I love the guy. I think he's great. He used to be like the animal guy up at Universal Studios. He had a show back in the 70s and 80s. Great guy, Dr. Schwartz.
Last week?
His helper, who was holding Stan, was doing all he could not to chuckle. So that tells me that he really enjoyed watching his boss get hit in the face with anal gland juice.
And what did he say? He didn't say anything?
He was just rarely upset, and he went
was
over.
Was he like, perks of the job?
He's not German.
Dr. Schwartz?
What if he just threw up? Like,
he felt like it looked like he was going to, and he went over the sink and just like washed furiously for a good 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, and it's then not acid.
Did he look at you like with a dead face and then all of a sudden just like turn it on, like turn on the charm? Like the smile came back?
No.
Like, oh,
it was really awkward because I was like apologizing even though I had nothing to do with it.
He rewrites the bill and it's $3,000 now.
It was over $100. I'm like, I guess peace of mind.
Can't you just do it yourself?
Anal gland expression?
Yeah.
I bet if I watched enough YouTube videos on how to do it, I could probably.
But do you want those in your YouTube video history?
I'm talking about from the outside. Like, can you just squeeze his legs together and do it?
No.
With force.
I don't know.
Can you just have that removed, that thing?
The butthole?
The thing that catches the poop?
Well, so isn't it, it's like if the dogs aren't having like firm enough poops, because if they have firm poops, it's supposed to like...
I wish we weren't talking about
get
this.
Rid of the juices or whatever
juices.
It is.
Juices. All right.
I don't
like it. Disgusting.
And it's like a
sign. I don't think Stan needed it, honestly, because usually you can tell when they need it because they're like...
Yeah, scratching.
They're dragging their butts around
the
carpet.
Did they play Express Yourself in the background?
Express Yourself! Michael!
Sorry.
Well, that's it. That's the end of the show ever.
Sorry.
That's our last audio clip.
Sorry.
Don't look at the recorder like you
did. I uploaded a 4.5-hour podcast the other day.
I saw a tweet about it. Yeah, I did see a tweet about that. I didn't embark on that spirit journey.
Do you think people have the time? I guess some people have the
time. I don't know.
It's asking a lot.
I cut a lot of shit out, and it still ended up being
Do you want to watch the entire Godfather series, or do you want to listen to Mike's podcast?
It works for people who are like doing something, they need something in the background, like baseball or Mike Carano. You know what I mean?
My podcast requires intense focus.
Can you imagine? Sitting in a dark room just listening to Carano.
Staring
freak
at a
out,
candle.
Trying to figure out what kind of shampoo to buy.
I
No, but there's some... You did more than that on this one, right? Buying shampoo.
Yeah, I did a lot more.
Oh, he's postponing our destination disasters.
Yeah.
We'll see.
It wasn't really my choice. I got to go to a funeral in Tucson.
Who's got the most funerals under their belt?
I'm leaving Friday morning to drive to Tucson for the funeral. And
so we go Wednesday?
Maybe. I just don't know if I have the energy to drive.
You can't?
I have four shows that I have to do Wednesday.
Cancel them.
Four. I just don't think I have the energy
Which
again to sit in the
most?
Car for, 12 hours on Thursday and then drive to Tucson.
What rich shows are you
on? Yeah, I gave him a little guilt trip to film and Two Sex with Emily. I gave him a little, and Cinematics, I'm doing all four on Wednesday. I give him a little guilt. I'm like, why can't you just go Thursday if the thing's on Friday? He says, because I'll be exhausted. And I said, didn't you just do that by yourself though last week? Yeah. He said, yeah, it was tiring. Now that it's for us and for the show, we can't do it. When it was,
Would you really want me to sit in the car for 12 hours on Thursday and then drive to Tucson on Friday?
Do you
think
there's a chance? What is the percentage, Mike? Be honest.
Yeah.
What's the percentage that we don't do Salt and Sea on Thursday, but you end up sitting in the car for 12 hours doing something else anyways?
There's almost no chance because this last trip drained me.
Almost. He didn't say almost.
Because he might start having like a panic attack and he might be texting me from Death
Valley.
I'm already
having a panic attack by the fact that I just put 2,050 something miles on my car in less than 3 days and now I have to drive back.
Why don't you fly?
I'm going to look into it.
Who you go? I mean, who's going there?
The whole family.
Well, why don't you carpool?
Because I can't sit in the car with my family.
He doesn't like his family.
Everyone drives separately.
Really?
Yeah.
Even the kids.
Kids go on a bus. Don't talk to strangers. it's a funky cold.
Funky.
Medina.
You know what I have? It's kind of good news, though.
Yeah, what's that?
Bring you back. Knott's Berry Farm.
Wait,
don't we have tickets?
You're going or we're all going?
We have three tickets to it. They expire November 1st, so that means we got to get on the ball. And
I like Osprey Farm. I know you do. Let's go.
We can jams and jellies.
I like it.
Let's do it.
Let's go and not do any rides. We'll only do like we'll do that restaurant that's next to it with the chicken. I've never been there. Is that good?
It's great. Osprey Farm's great.
Right, we're gonna go soon. The three of us. Okay,
it's fried chicken.
Leave all the broads behind and just go enjoy ourselves. Yeah,
let's go there and find new broads.
No.
Yeah, it's the Wild West.
Yep.
You can get your fuck on.
Doesn't count, honey. How is that not Berry Farm? Don't you know the rules?
So charming. I'm going to get my fuck on.
I can't believe you broke my Indian.
I know. I'm so sorry. No, I'm so sorry. I can't believe I broke your super offensive racist toy. I think I did. I think maybe it broke.
What else, guys, huh? Did we get the bottom of the barrel?
Painted my kitchen yesterday.
And what color?
It's like a...
Wait, we're talking about painting kitchens?
It's like a nice... grayish gray with a hint of blue.
So it's like a battleship?
No, it's not quite that.
Why didn't you go yellow? Why didn't you go like East Coast beach yellow?
Not New England. Vibe.
Well, in that case.
How'd you paint around all the dirty dishes?
Just cover them up with tarp.
Oh, that would be like the best. There's just these big circle marks where they used to be. You really don't paint around it. You really don't move anything.
That's something Homer would do on The Simpsons. You know what I hate?
He's a cartoon.
Is when somebody says that they listened to the After Disaster for the first time.
And me like, too.
Ah, fuck. Which show? Which episode? Because that's so hit and miss. Like, if they listen to this one for the first time, it's like, oh, no.
I think most of them are oh, no.
Yeah, a lot of them are oh, no.
Nah. But then when you've listened to four oh, no's, you're like, oh, like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. When I meet
like,
people.
I get it.
When
it's
I meet
like,
people.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
When I meet people that listen to this show, it makes me very, very uncomfortable.
Yeah, of course, of course.
What are you saying?
I feel like I got to change everything, though.
Mike looks cooler with the cast on.
He really does. Thanks. You look badass.
It makes you look like you're that cool. You look like you go and like skate at the skate park in Venice.
Dude, you should totally mall grab with that hand and just cruise around. Mall grabbing
with
your
these fingers?
Your skateboard. Yeah.
You should install like a little hook.
I told him I was going to. I asked the doctor if they could. I was like, I want to put the GoPro mount like in here somewhere.
Mm-hmm. What did he say? He's like, sir, I don't have time for this.
He forgot to ask.
They didn't even get it.
That's where we're talking about doctors not having a sense of humor, because I said he would not have.
Well, I told the guy, can I take this off? And he went, no. And I went, I'll get a second opinion on that. And no, I got nothing. I got no, like, he looked pissed.
Because you're like one of seven people he's probably seen in that 15-minute window.
Here's the thing is, I couldn't deal with the whiny complainers in there. There's a dude in there who wouldn't shut the fuck up about it. 67 years old is the first thing I've ever broken. And he just kept bringing it up over and over and over. And he wanted everyone in the room to know, I broke my ankle. I broke my ankle. I have to sit around the house. And I
hate those people.
Shut up.
I hate them.
Shut up. No one cares.
You're in danger. You're in danger of becoming one of those people.
I don't care if you're in a wheelchair, dude. No, I'm not.
You're in danger.
Have I complained about this?
No. But like 15 years from now, I could see you like being the guy that will like talk to everybody in the waiting room at an office.
I do talk to everybody, but I say positive things. Positive. I keep it upbeat.
What's one of your bits?
I don't have any bits. It's all free form.
What's your
free form jazz talk?
What's your shtick?
Free form. I talk to everyone. First thing I do is I flirt with a receptionist. Mm-hmm.
You get up at 8.
Exactly. I drive to Kaiser. I make a lot of comments about race.
No.
Religion.
What's your shtick? Do you talk about Manson?
I talk about whatever comes up. Mm-hmm. I talk about the music in the waiting room. I talk about how they should crank it up a little bit. And I talk about... Yeah, I talk about everything. I talk the whole time. I talk the whole fucking time.
Mike, you're supposed to...
He does.
Walk in, you sign your name, say... They say the doctor.
And then you sit
right
down
with
quietly with your
Thank
phone.
Thank you. And then you shut the fuck up.
You sit up with your phone and you play an app or you answer emails.
No one wants to talk to anyone.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah, no one wants to talk.
No, it's kind of true.
Yeah. It's totally true.
I've realized that.
We went to a movie not too long ago. We went and saw Keanu together, Mike and I. And he was talking to the semi-attractive girl that was selling us the tickets. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to talk to her at length about the mall that she worked at. If we could take skateboards in there and shoot videos and skate around without getting in trouble. Like, she has any kind of inside information. And I was thinking, back in the day when I was single, this guy would be a great wingman. Because he just starts conversation with everybody.
Mm, yeah.
All the time.
Cut to, we're like 80. Jillian's living in Albuquerque with Reggie.
Why would she be living with Reggie?
I don't know. I'm talking about the crazy scenario that could go down.
He didn't want to say that Jillian was dead.
Hey.
Reggie's not.
So.
Oh, Reggie, what are you doing with those pictures?
At least he's trying. I sort of appreciate the fact that he's...
sort of look like...
Should I cast him?
Like how much ridicule would I get if you found a Mike Carano actor website? And it has like headshots and stuff. And I'm like,
you know what? Okay. This.
You know what? Okay.
This is such an easy way to humiliate someone. You could easily set up fake acting profiles for like your friends.
Yeah, yeah.
And be like, look at this. You guys didn't even know Joey wants to be an actor.
Do you think McAllister did
profile
that with Reggie?
No, but I think that's a really good evil idea I've had.
Well,
it's not bad.
Yeah, that's
just have it
that
just
is
now.
Not bad.
Mm-hmm. Not bad.
You know what? In fact, just go to GoDaddy and punch in like I pick somebody like somebody that we know and just. I don't know, Drew Pinsky actor, and we build a website, $15 to buy the name,
mm-hmm.
and then you we realize someone is doing this right now with our names.
Please don't.
No, do it with Drew. Do it with Corolla. That'd
be funny. Oh my god!
Yeah, play opposite romantic comedy leading man.
No, but it's this is better with like your normal friends in real life that don't have anything to do with showbiz.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not bad.
And if you have a big enough collection of pictures
like
that can be manipulated
for your
into headshots,
and then like
you don't want to be responsible for him doing harm to himself. Let's
yeah,
not do that.
I can't do that to my
Let's
brother.
Let's not do that.
But I'm saying he's the kind of person that like would be mortified to find out that people
think
that he's trying
to
be an actor.
So would I.
If someone's doing one for Mike Carano right now, make sure that this is in the talent section. The talent section is horribly offensive racist accents. It's a great talent.
And great waiting room conversation.
Waiting room
trouble
conversation.
Walking.
Looks cool
easily
with a cast.
Trips.
Looks great
looks,
with cast.
Looks sweet in cast. Prefer a character.
Cast
prefer to play
me.
A character with a cast. No, stop it.
Oh, that could be my headshot. Yeah.
No.
Cast me.
No!
Oh, good with pets. Oh, my God.
We'll say hello to your cat at least 6 times a day.
So we met a listener a couple nights ago.
Who's we?
You and I and Jillian.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's from Australia.
She's from Australia?
Australia. I went and Jillian and I were looking for something to do. And I got to tell you, if you guys are trying to get away from the heat, you live in California or Southern California, you want to get away from the heat for a night, come on down to the Hollywood Improv.
It's freezing.
And see some nice comedy. I was freezing in there.
That corner was really cold.
Real cold. Yeah. I liked it. But we saw that Jay Moore was on the schedule, and I hadn't seen Jay in a while.
Did he do some bits from that Todd Gurley commercial?
I don't know what that is.
That Carl's Jr. commercial
where
he plays
an
the agent.
I saw it in
Did
Fast
you do
Mode.
Some of that?
I saw
Did
Fast Forward. I haven't seen that commercial. I just seen
Ooh,
it Fast Forward.
It's the worst. That commercial is fucking weird. They digitally imposed a photo of the burger over the burger that he was eating because
really?
They wanted it to look like picture
Better?
Perfect. So the guy takes a bite of like a fake burger. The burger like they try
maybe
to, like,
he got tired of
his
take,
mouth.
The take after take
no.
after take.
It became such just like a scandal online that Carl's Jr. released actual footage from the table. They're like, look, he really did eat the burgers. We just put this composite burger over it. It's
who
the,
has
you know,
time?
Awful.
Who has time to be upset by
you
Carl's
know how
Jr. commercial?
Ashamed Noam Chomsky would be of you right now. If
yeah,
you're
doing this. Noam Chomsky
I
sounds like a really hungry guy.
Noam Chomsky
Noms,
would be so
Noms and Chomskys.
It's one thing that we're all caught up in this goddamn consumer culture, but to be worrying about the validity of a goddamn Carl's
Well, it was more
Jr.
so people being
but
like,
I agree
hamburger.
I agree with that.
No, but the outrage is that it's fucking weird. It wasn't like people being like, show us the real hamburger.
Let's
Internet
not really
outrage,
pay any mind to it.
Internet outrage is...
You
want to
see it?
It's
fucking weird.
Let's like worry more about apartheid. Let's
the
get
outrage
apartheid
on the internet is not
of,
real outrage. Then, it's a bunch of phonies. It's a bunch of little pussies like, I'm upset by this. It's like, shut up.
All right, back to the Jung Ho Gung. I call him Kang, but
Who's
the
Kang?
That the sexual abuse thing that's going on
right
now.
Yeah.
There's a website, an app that I subscribe to. It's like $20 a year, I think, and it has all the. It's called DK on Sports. I love it because it's my favorite sports writer. I've been reading him for 15 years. He writes for the Pittsburgh Sports. He started his own website. He went out on his own. It's actually inspiring. I love the way that he does it, and I love his writing style. And the site wrote a little short blurb about how there's an investigation going on because here are the alleged accusations, and we'll see what happens. He did a little short podcast today that I heard where he's an older guy. He's a little older than I am probably, and he's still trying to figure out how the millennials think.
Okay,
and I don't blame him.
Did he write his article just emojis?
The article has comments, and there was a lot of hate that he actually wrote an article about what's actually going on. It's an actual story. He didn't do it in a sensational way. He didn't. He wasn't doing it to try and like garner controversy. It's just. It's a sporting. It's yeah. It's a guy that one of their better players that plays for the local team. This was what's happening. It's worth posting. That's how I first heard about it.
Yeah.
And people are saying, "How dare you write about this? Obviously, you're doing it just to try and get more subscriptions. I'm canceling mine immediately." Yeah. Fucking weird. Yeah. What is wrong with people?
Yeah.
People get so fucking weird, and they're all hiding behind their goddamn computers.
Yeah, if you don't like something, I want to see it too. Oh, that is weird.
Thank
yeah, that's
you.
Weird.
He probably got tired of eating, man.
No,
you know how many takes they do?
No, he ate a real. This is a real burger. Then they composited a burger
care.
Over it.
Noam Chomsky is shaking his head at me.
Why?
Right now for being
it's
a part
so
of
weird.
Noam Chomsky cast. Yeah, it's totally weird.
You would not.
I don't like it.
Approve that. For
I don't like
your
Carl's
movies.
Jr. anyway. So. Who cares?
But they have such sexy bitches eating their food.
Hell
yeah. That's why I go there. But you know,
they're always fake burgers. Though.
Never seen some girl in a bikini all wet eating a hamburger yet.
I what's going on, guys? This is the summertime. What's happening to the show?
Summertime,
no, the show's fine. The show's good.
And the chatting's easy.
Summertime.
All right, tight hour, guys. Oh, we're right. Oh my God, no! I was gonna say right when I said that we were exactly at a tight. Oh,
that
would
have been amazing. Amazing.
We're at 1 hour 57 seconds. So should we?
Say, time for you to bend over.
No, it's time to end.
It almost like sounded like said producer say.
Okay, here's what I wanted to point out about the listener Tina, who was here.
Oh yeah, yeah,
oh, yeah. No,
we
talked
her.
About this.
You know how I've...
She's from Australia.
You
she
know how...
to the show.
I
met her briefly as I was leaving.
I may have mentioned...
We have another Australian listener named
Mike
Brooke.
Kept...
Hi, Brooke.
I think we have a few Australian listeners. Mike kept saying that he thought he was being catfished.
Yeah.
Kept saying that.
Why aren't
I don't understand why.
Why aren't we doing the Down Under disaster?
We should. Except for I don't think I could stay on that of the plane that long.
Can we do it, but just do it under this table?
Do you want to take that back?
Yeah
I kind of do.
We God could.
Damn it. The
it'd be like a fort.
Loose.
I like forts. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I like forts.
I
like turtles.
I may have mentioned how unappealing the Australian accent is.
What?
Yeah.
That's all he could say when he introduced me to this woman. That's all he wanted to talk about was, I keep talking about how much I hate Australian accents. And I brought it up numerous times. And while she's in earshot, I'm
that's
like,
weird.
Good to meet
yeah.
you.
So I drove her back
get
to her
hotel.
But also, that's a weird thing to not like.
You drove her back to her hotel?
I drove
hotel.
Her back to her hotel in Venice. And we talked
why
the entire way
that?
Back. Because I'm a gentleman. And
he had to go shred in the skate park.
And I absolutely, absolutely fell in love with her accent. Absolutely. Like, I just wanted to hear her talk.
For the record, that was Tyler snorting, not Diana Van Kip, nor me.
Nor a frog we keep under the table, down under.
Christ, no.
Hey, you know that stupid ad? Remember when they used to go, I throw another shrimp on the Barbie for you, mate?
Mm-hmm.
What if it was I throw another frog on the Barbie? That would be repulsive.
Yes.
It's live true, frogs on a barbecue.
Frog legs are good though.
What if they said throw another cockroach on the Barbie?
That would kill tourism. I'll throw another puppy on the barbecue for you. You're like, cancel our flight, honey. Why do I have to do all the canceling?
So you like Australian accents now.
So that's the whole point of that story.
I did a turnaround.
Like,
I
liked the Australian accent.
I had a great conversation with her, and I was like, I had a crush on her accent.
Where did you first develop your hatred for the accent? It does sound like a drunken English person. Is that offensive?
Do you know that What's-Her-Face from Orange is the New Black is Australian?
Which one?
Marciello, was that her name?
Oh,
the one who talks
the
like
Italian?
This. Yeah.
Yeah, she looks weird this season.
She's Australian.
She's Australian. I would have never guessed that.
She's Australian!
Yeah. It's unbelievable, like it how Australian actresses can not do the accent.
I know.
Nicole Kidman does a pretty fine job.
No, but it's yeah. I guess it's the same as people doing an English accent.
All right, guys, I got to roll.
Oh, by George, I'm on Game of Thrones now, and this is my accent.
The fanciest person
I
ever.
I so can't do accents.
Or you maybe do good been, Italian accents.
Maybe I'm doing one. Maybe I've been doing an accent.
Hey,
the
bring
time.
Out your specialty.
What if after like 6 years, I'm like, I got to let you guys know here's my real voice. And
yeah,
it's
let's
like
do
complete.
It.
Well,
what would
it
sound like?
Fake it. I got to practice.
It's high, probably, right?
Hey,
high
I'm pitch. Here at the doctor's
hey,
office.
I'm coming down here to the podcast. Oh, I got the voice of Coach.
Hey, I like it with the waiting room and music. Hey, why don't you turn it up? Bella, Bella.
What are you doing? Why all the paperwork?
You know how the...
Hey, it's free with the Obamacare.
You know how the universe works in mysterious ways?
Yeah.
All right, I was
sure does. Scientists have no idea. They're sitting around a room with a bunch of whiteboards just staring at each other.
They don't know how it works. They don't know. So,
They know how a considerable amount of things work.
I spent 2.5 days trying to figure out which kind of little cheap desk I could get.
Half day was the hardest
for my house because I had to. Like, I'm selling a bunch of shit, and you know, we're preparing for the baby. We're moving shit around, and I needed a little desk right for my computer out in the front,
in the front
room. And I'm searching all over the place. My neighbor has a garage sale directly across the street from me. A garage sale, no, not Rotunda, other street. The day after I bought my desk, and he's selling like 4 or 5 different pretty good desks for $5 each. $5! And they're already assembled. I could have just walked it across
the back.
Are they still there?
A couple are on the street right now waiting for the trash.
They're free.
Now they're free, yeah.
Are they worthwhile? Because I could use a desk.
Worthwhile. I thought about taking the other one and putting it in my garage, but I'm like, you don't need another desk. Stop it, Anderson.
That is
crazy. You know what you should do?
What?
You should take them both, put them in your garage, and then like 6 months later, put them exactly back where they were.
That would
be like,
weird.
What the fuck?
That would be weird for the guy. That'd be very odd. But I'm at the garage sale. I'm looking around. Actually, I bought a brand new Super 8, never used Super 8 camera.
Yeah.
Super 8 film camera, 20 bucks. Yes. Steel. Never used.
I have that Super 8 projector.
Never used.
Oh, do you? Let's light some shit on fire.
Is 8mm and Super 8 different?
Yeah, no, they're the same. They usually work. They're a little bit different. One has a film, one has audio strip on it, and one doesn't.
Yeah, one only has grooves on one side or holes
but
on one
side.
But
the projector will probably work for both.
I have a projector.
If it says Super 8, it'll work for both.
And it's like brand new.
We should get together.
You can break it like you broke my work player.
Oh, are you going to break his projector too?
So I'm actually just leafing through some
don't
like
touch my phone
albums. He's got like this big Lion King special edition VHS
laser disc
giant book, and you open it up and like the VHS copies are in there. There's two of them.
Okay,
that sounds obnoxious.
And that's just a minor detail. There's a fucking guy behind me just talking up a storm about everything. He's like, I'm going to buy this for my wife, and my wife loves that, and he just won't shut up. And I didn't even realize I was doing it.
I don't go to yard sales because I don't want to talk to the fellow buyers or the people selling stuff. I want to buy the things. I do the creepy, just park across the street and I like look at the stuff.
With binoculars. Binoculars?
No, I don't have.
Yeah, you do.
Are those people?
Yeah.
No, I don't have binoculars.
You could just fly your drone overhead.
That would be pretty good. That'd be pretty good. Never mind the drone.
Just put that DVD on the little foot of my drone, please.
What do you think of the Parrot drone? Should we do that?
I don't like him as much because...
Dude, I was in Fry's. They got giant drones for like $80. Good-looking ones.
Yeah, but the problem is the image stabilization, which is the most
bored.
Crucial
I'm so
element.
Bored. Getting really tired.
I'm just very tired. Yard sales and...
All right, anyways, I do this giant sigh, which I didn't even realize I was doing. And then the guy that was running it, the guy's whose yard it was.
Hey, can I help you?
He says, what's with the giant sigh over there? Because he was doing everything he could to get out of this horrible conversation where this guy just would not shut up. And those type of guys that just never shut up and they act like they're your best friend at first.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that turn on you quick.
Oh, yeah.
Those guys are the worst.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to buy these two Duraflames because my wife is a pyro. She likes it. I got everything on fire. You know, he's like a 60-year-old man, overweight.
Fire.
And there's just something not charming about him. Just shut the fuck up.
Two charming things.
Right there.
So
overweight, 60.
I'm sighing, and then the owner says, "Well, what are you sighing about over there?" And I just turn around and I look at both of them. And he knew. The owner, the yard sale owner knew. He knew exactly what I was. And then I just turned back to the Lion King. Oh, it was a power move.
You should have pointed at the guy and
you
goes,
didn't say anything?
This guy won't shut
I just
the
looked
fuck
at him
up.
And I looked at the other guy and then I just turned back around.
Did you even ever introduce yourself?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're friends now.
Oh, okay.
We're friends.
You should have said, I don't like people who talk and have nothing to say.
The neighbor, the owner of the yard and I are friends now. Yes.
Oh, good. You know what's got to be awkward is if you sell something like kind of like shiny and then you find out your neighbor bought it and now like.
Oh, yeah.
That's
like,
happening.
Yeah. Be like, hey, what the fuck?
That's happening.
Yeah, we found those Nazi flags underneath the drawer in that desk we bought from you. Do you want them back? Oh, yeah.
I bought a printer and it doesn't even have the hardware that I need to plug into it to make it work. So, yeah, I'm going to be having a little chat.
Return it.
Your new friend, you're going to be like, hey, buddy.
No, I don't think I'm
going to. What, is it $5?
It's like selling a car to a friend. It's not a good idea.
Not a good plan. Or having like a real estate friend.
The wheel came off.
Helping
and my wife
doing
lost
your friend's
her life.
Dentistry when you don't have a dentistry degree.
Yeah,
or
exactly,
any experience doing
exactly.
anything with
yep.
teeth.
It's like having sex with your neighbor's wife.
It's just like that.
it's like, on a lesser level. Your neighbor's having a rotund special daughter who you haven't seen in a long time. And you don't
I have not seen Rotunda in quite some time.
She might be dead.
And you my old heard neighbor the screaming from the basement, and you did nothing about it.
She wasn't screaming from the basement.
Did we already talk about this?
What?
What happened in Death Valley?
No. What? Huh?
I think we did. My friend who I was out there with.
Yeah. Some screaming in the basement?
Who I'd been telling about Death Valley for like 10 years.
You know what
I
mean?
It wasn't just her and I. It was her husband and their kids and her mom. Mm. But she had a lot of questions while we were taking the tour of the opera house. And she asked the woman.
You did the tour again?
Yeah, we talked about this.
She asked. Okay, I'm sorry.
No.
She asked if you
did the tour again.
Yeah. She asked the woman, "How's Marta?" And the woman very, very defensively went, "She's fine. She's fine.
She's dead.
Alive and well.
She's fine.
She's
dead."
And we both looked at each other like, that was fucking weird. And I went, "I guarantee she's dead."
No.
Anderson, if you would have seen the way she went, she's fine. She's totally fine.
That's
she's
the
alert.
Only way anyone has jobs out there is if people think she's alive.
Exactly. Oh, no. Is she like psycho mom sitting in the rocking chair?
There's no way she's alive.
We're talking about the Armagosa Opera House out in Death Valley that Mike Carano is obsessed with. And Marta is the one that founded it and created it. And back in 1960s, decided that when she broke down there with her husband, that car broke down on the side of the road. And she fell in love with the little building. She wanted to buy it. And she's been living there ever since. And David Lynch shot some of his movie there.
And it's fantastic.
With Reggie.
And there's pictures Reggie of them on my website if you want to look at them.
And yes, they're great. Armagosa Opera House. It's a little gem in the middle of the desert. And Marta Beckett, probably dead. And I met her killer. Mike Carano actually did his very first live gig. Was that your first live gig ever?
Yeah.
I know you directed Star Trek before that, but you did
maybe
your first
you
live
killed
gig
her.
Out there in Armagosa Opera House.
I think McAllister's got to get on this and find out.
Oh, McAllister. Could you do that for us? Could you figure out what's going on with the old...
Do you think he has some of those big-ass night vision goggles?
God, I hope.
McAllister?
Good for parking cross from yard sales at night.
It's going to probably remain property of the U.S. military when you leave. But.
What's that? Did they really make that noise in the movie? Yeah, you know exactly. It's so satisfying, but is that like when anyone touches a gun in a movie, it goes...
Yeah, every time anyone touches it, they overdo it, and Always Sunny in Philadelphia so greatly.
You know
DeVito just has this little like 38 special snub nose, and it would never make that sound. Every time he touches it, it just makes...
That's great.
Audio honk humor.
That's great. I'm pretty sure when you're in the military and then you're out of the military, you don't get to take stuff with you. But do you remember?
Uniform.
Do you remember back in the day, like when people would leave WW1 and WW2, they would take all kinds of shit? Like they would take knives and all the stuff they took off of
world famous art.
You can keep like your spoils of war.
That's what I mean, though. But you come
back
with like all
ears.
Kinds of ears. You put them in a pickle jar. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get a free drink.
There was one guy that was weird in my platoon.
Everyone knows that.
He kept spleens. It was weird.
Yeah.
Everyone made fun of him.
Yeah. Wisdom teeth. That's my thing.
I never had a platoon. I'm kidding. All right. We need to end this fucking show, man.
You're kidding?
Good show.
Those are some of your classic, I used to be in the military.
I almost was in the Coast Guard. Very close. Very close.
Yeah.
Very close. Yeah.
Yet not close at all.
You know what I did? This is pretty strong. You're going to like it. I thought about maybe letting
you
borrow
the Coast
it. You like to borrow it? A little Frozen Planet Blu-ray.
Ooh.
It's like Animal Planet, but it's like a BBC and a David Attenborough. It's like 7 hours when it's steamy hot outside, especially because me, I live smack dab in the middle of the San Fernando Valley.
Yeah.
You sit inside, you close the blinds, you watch it,
yeah.
You feel toasty, you feel freezing, you feel nice. Oh, it's beautiful.
Pretty good psychological.
And
I like
you put a ice cube like right under your balls.
Right under your balls.
Narwhals are just fucking floating across your screen. You're like, yeah, look at that, penguins flying. Yeah.
Or you could just turn the AC on and watch a regular
David
movie.
David Attenborough narrating Meerkats the other night. It was very enjoyable.
I saw Meerkats.
They fall asleep. They try to stay awake. They all have to stay on watch.
And do they fall down?
Tumble down the hill. It's so cute.
Yeah.
Right into
they're
the
pretty
mouth
cute,
a,
but I hear they're
leopard.
Pretty vicious.
Don't watch...
if you're a scorpion. Yeah. The elder one bit off
the stinger.
Stinger of the scorpion so that the little one could learn how to fight the scorpion and kill it.
So smart.
It was kind of like a rich king taking his son to like a beggar, chopping the beggar's arms off me. Like, okay, fight him, son.
In the book Life of Pi, when he gets marooned on the island filled with meerkats,
with
he has
Richard
such
Paca.
Such little respect for the meerkats' lives that he just ended up slaughtering them just to like keep himself warm. He actually, I think, he put a couple on his feet just to walk around the island. Yeah, he was just constantly slaughtering.
They left that out of the movie.
No, it was definitely he did kill a few in the movie, but for the most part, he was pretty cool with them in the movie.
So
but
mean
in the book, he slaughters left and right.
The Indian kid?
Yeah. A lot of killing.
upsetting. Meerkat slippers, not too bad.
I tried to read the book when I was younger, and I couldn't get past the part where they talked about how he was like a championship swimmer, or his dad was, or
Why?
Something like that.
Why?
I don't know.
It was early in the book.
I know,
early.
But they talked about the swimming for like
it's a great
like
book.
20 pages.
It's a really good book.
Of his swimming.
It's a very enjoyable
in
book.
In some pool in France.
Highly recommend. I also recommend to you and
What's
anyone
a
else. It's called The Life of Pi. Anyone else who's having a hard time getting past their fears and resistance of doing the art that they want to do, The War of Art.
I have it on my phone.
Well, I have it in my car, and it's a great book.
It ends weird.
How many times have you read it?
I listened to it.
I'm going to need to read it a couple times.
It just ends. And
all right, stop it. No.
I was talking to somebody about it, and they said that's the point.
Yeah. All right. Like, you know what
life,
I like? My favorite part about the book?
End.
My favorite part about the book that you would really appreciate, a lot of the pages are only like one paragraph.
Yeah.
Like one
yeah,
eighth of a page.
That.
So great.
That.
Like, finish with that page.
Yep.
Oh, so quick. What? Tata? I gotta go to the new Woody Allen movie. I gotta split.
Okay.
You guys gonna continue to talk without me? You can.
Why can't we?
Well, go. You can.
Oh.
Enjoy.
No.
Should we talk without him for like a minute and then I'll leave and you wrap up like two more minutes so it's even Steven airtime? Mm.
Even Steven airtime. Well, that could be the new name of our show.
Or it's a good name for a band in the '70s. Even Steven airtime.
Would it be PH or V though for the Steven?
I don't know.
PH is pretentious.
Jack Stefan.